This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV. Welcome to the show. Another big day in Trump land. I want to start off the show right now, this second, with my new commentary that's coming out on Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers all over this country, as syndicated by Creator Syndicate. My nationally syndicated column on Sunday is President Trump, the GOAT, G-O-A-T. You know what GOAT stands for, don't you? Greatest of all time. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I told you so. In almost every column, I celebrate Donald J. Trump and his economic genius. I believe Trump is the greatest economic president in modern American history. Maybe the greatest ever. Or as the younger generation calls it, GOAT, the greatest of all time. I don't ask you to love his tweets or his personal attacks or every sentence of every Trump speech or interview. Cares? Let Trump be Trump. Words don't affect your day-to-day life. What matters is action, and Trump is a man of action. Trump's words may offend or irritate or shock. That's just his way, and it's mine, too. We're both in the streets of New York. We both believe in telling the raw truth, no matter who it offends. We both believe an aggressive, in-your-face offense is the best defense. On the mean streets of New York, that's how you win a street fight. That's how you stay alive. But what matters is the economy. Your pocketbook, food on your table, enough money to take great care of your family, enough money for a new car or home, enough money for a nice vacation. That's what most Americans care about, not a Trump tweet. The questions that matter above all else are you doing better today under Obama, today under Trump than under Obama? Is your life improved? Is your job more secure? Are you more optimistic for the future? And if the answer to each of those questions is yes, Trump wins by an electoral landslide in 2020. Well, don't look now, but it's happening exactly as I predicted. Back in early October of 2016, a month before the presidential election that Hillary was expected to win handedly, I gave a speech at the Money Show in Dallas. It was recorded, by the way. So everything I'm saying is a fact, and I can prove it. I predicted a Trump upset victory. But more importantly, I predicted Trump's presidency would produce the greatest economic boom since Reagan. It would produce a jobs boom, a rebirth of high-paying manufacturing jobs, economic growth of 3% or higher. I predicted one of the great stock market booms in history. I advised buying energy and manufacturing stocks. I predicted America under Trump would become the energy capital of the world. And I predicted Trump's tax cuts and regulation slashing would produce the Trump golden age of prosperity. And it all came true. Sure enough, even ultra-liberal CNN now agrees. This past Thursday, CNN announced Trump's economic approval rating has soared to an all-time high. CNN's political director, David Chalian, said here is the Trump card for the president. 56% of Americans approve how he's handling the economy. This is the highest number we've ever seen in CNN polling. At the same time, Gallup reported 56% of Americans rate their economic health as excellent or good. Only 15% rate it as poor. Where I come from, 56% to 15% is a landslide. This was all before the Labor Department reported on Friday that 263,000 new jobs were created in April, far above expectations. Unemployment hit 3.6%, the lowest since 1969. Can you even remember 1969? I can't either. Even better news. Hispanic unemployment dropped to the lowest in history. I can't wait for Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to explain why this is a bad thing. Trust me, Trump just guaranteed himself the largest share of the Hispanic vote for any Republican in history. At the same time, the Fed announced despite fast economic growth and fast job growth, there's little to no inflation. Trump has produced the Goldilocks economy, It's not too small. It's not too big. It's not too fast. It's not too slow. It's just right. Trump may actually be the GOAT, the greatest of all time. There's my commentary coming out in newspapers around the country, hopefully a newspaper near you on Sunday. And sure enough, here's the articles that back it up. Trump economic miracle, $9.1 trillion in new market value and the lowest unemployment rate of any president, 3% GDP and wages up. So Trump has added $9.1 trillion to the U.S. economy since he was elected president of the United States. He has the lowest unemployment rate of any previous president at this point in his presidency. On Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported the unemployment rate held steady at 3.8%. By the way, that's different than what I saw in another article, which said 3.6. That brings the average unemployment rate for the first 26 months of Trump's presidency to 4.1%. The GDP is at 3%, something Obama thought impossible, and wages are up 3.4% for American workers. Great job, President Trump. So there's one article that talks about how great things are going, but there are more. Lowest unemployment in 19 years for workers without a bachelor's degree in the month of April. Unemployment for workers without a bachelor's degree fell to the lowest rate in 19 years in April, a sign the recovery is benefiting the people most in need of help as it stretches towards a long-term victory for Trump and for everyone involved. Unemployment for workers without four-year or graduate degrees fell to just 3.5% in April, the lowest mark since April of 2000. Which was the lowest recorded with data going back to 1992. This represents workers above the age of 25 without associate's degrees or who didn't finish college, people with only high school degrees and high school dropouts. Those groups generally have much higher unemployment rates. As overall joblessness has declined, unemployment for all workers hit the lowest rate in 50 years in April. Groups that are usually at the margins of the workforce have seen gains. For example, minority workers have enjoyed historically low unemployment. Hispanic unemployment, a record low of 4.2% in April. During the worst of the recession, Hispanic workers saw joblessness of as high as 13%. Another example is the wage growth has been the highest in lower wage industries. This is an economy that's working for workers, said Martha Gimbel, director of economic research for Indeed Hiring Lab. Another astonishingly strong month of jobs growth shows the continued strength of this recovery. Jobs continue to grow fastest in the middle and high-wage industries, while wage growth was fastest in the low-wage industries. So, look, it's Goldilocks, man. It can't get any better than this. Hispanic unemployment plunges to record low. And then one more interesting article headline, surging economy complicates the Democrats' 2020 message against Trump. Well, gee, I would think. Wainwright's been telling you now for months and months and months, you're not going to beat Trump. The Democratic Party, whoever they run, will be a sacrificial lamb. There's no one that could say they can do better for the economy or jobs or economic growth than Donald Trump or Hispanics or blacks, because Obama did everything in the world for Hispanics and blacks, and all he produced was high unemployment and no jobs. And Trump, the supposed racist, has produced the lowest black and Hispanic unemployment in history, and women and gays and everybody else, Muslims. He's done good for everyone. And that's why you see the following headline. Donald Trump says spying on my campaign is bigger than Watergate. What have I been saying for months now? It's bigger than Watergate. It's Watergate times 10,000. And the reason the Democrats are so vicious, the reason why they want to destroy Trump, is because they're trying to distract you from a great economy. They got nothing else. It's all they've got. And that's what Trump says. There's been no president in history that's given what I've given, he boasted. He noted that Mueller interviewed White House counsel Don McGahn for 30 hours. I was totally transparent, Trump said, because I did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong. Think of it. $35 million they spent, they wasted, and they found no collusion, no obstruction. Wow. And there's a new report out that Obama considered Trump's election a personal insult. What a surprise. What a surprise. The first black president, the first socialist president, the first Muslim sympathizer president, and we elect someone the exact opposite in every way. Of course he saw it as an insult. Trump campaigned on how bad the Obama economy was. He campaigned on how bad a President Obama was. He campaigned on the fact he was going to undo everything Obama ever did. So of course Obama was spying on him. Don't you understand? Obama saw it as a personal insult. That's why he was spying on him. That's why he was sending people to enter the campaign and make believe they were campaign workers. That's why he was listening on wiretaps. That's why he was getting FISA warrants. Excerpts of New York Times writer Peter Baker's Obama, the Call of History, published by the Daily Mail, alleged that Obama was overcome with anger when Hillary Clinton lost her 2016 bid for the White House. He called Clinton's effort a scriptless, soulless campaign. Obama may not have been on the ballot, but it was hard not to see the vote as a personal insult, as he called it on the campaign trail. He added that Obama sighed, "That stings, this hurts," after Trump won on election night, and he ultimately felt that America turned on him. Obama despaired, thinking the American people simply could not have decided to replace him with a buffoonish showman whose calling cards had been repeated bankruptcies, serial marriages, and a racist dog whistles. Man. You know, all I could tell you is Obama's a vindictive, angry man. And that is the reason he went after Trump. That's it right there. I mean, he was angry that Trump, like Wayne Root, questioned his Columbia University record. He was angry that Trump did something I didn't do. I stayed away from the, from the birth certificate, but Trump questioned his birth certificate. And he was angry at it. Some other things that make you love Trump. He wants extreme vetting, right? Here's why. Guess what the number one name for baby boys is in Berlin? In Berlin, Germany. Mohammed. Those Germans really get things right, don't they? First they killed all my Jewish relatives. Now they invite the world's worst group since Nazis. Crazy, extreme, radical Muslim migrants. Not all of them, but many of them, who believe in Sharia law and hate Jews and want to kill Jews. They invite them into Germany to make Germany a new Nazi regime, right? The Muslims will make it a Nazi regime. How do I know? Forget about Germany and America. There's a new shock video out with Muslim children in Philadelphia performing an anti-Jewish school play. "We will chop off their heads," they say, "to liberate Al-Aqsa Mosque and Jerusalem." This was in Philadelphia. A group of Muslim children in Palestinian scarves performing at an Umma Day celebration, where they sang a pro-Palestinian recited a poem calling for the liberation of Jerusalem and its mosque, and they say, "We'll chop off their heads." That's in America. And Germany, number one name is Mohammed. Good luck, Germany. Great move. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNG.
Younger. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER or go to Cinegenics.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now! Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Just grabbing some sheets here, sorry, just doing a little house cleaning. Making sure the advertisers are well taken care of. Had to grab a sheet. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, a relentless warrior. Conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American made proud of it. Can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and my beloved GOP. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my chance in syndicated radio. Ed Stoltz gave me my chance to get on the radio for the very first time in my life. And Fred Weinberg gave me a chance to be syndicated around the country, so it's like the Ed and Fred show. I got to thank them both every time. We're in Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call me anytime at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So I was telling you before we went to the break that Muhammad's the number one name for babies born in Berlin, according to data released by the Gesellschaft für Deutsche Sprache, which is translates to Society for the German Language, the most popular boy's name for newborn babies in Berlin is Mohammed. Mohammed ranks first among the most popular names for newborn babies in the German capital. The name's become very popular in Bremen, where it ranks the third place for newborn babies, behind Ben and Elias. However, while Mohammed is the most popular name for children in Germany's urban capital, it did not make the top 10 in terms of popular names across all of Germany. According to GFDS, there are about 65,000 first names in use in Germany. Let's see, the most popular name overall in the whole country is Paul. Despite not being in the nationwide top 10, the name Mohammed has seen a dramatic rise, according to the GFDS report, which showed that within a single decade, Mohammed had gone from the 97th most popular name in the whole country to 24th. Other countries in Europe that have seen recent waves of mass migration show similar changes, such as neighboring Austria, where Mohammed is the third most popular boy's name. In France, Mohammed is revealed to be the most popular baby boy's name in the heavily migrant-populated suburbs of Paris. Wow, Austria! Who would ever imagine Austria? Mohammed is the third most popular name. And in the United Kingdom, it's been the most popular in England and Wales for six straight years. The most popular, really, the most popular. Scary. And then the shock video I told you I'd tell you about. The video was released Friday by the nonpartisan research group MEMRI, which translated the Arabic into English, taken from a Facebook posting by the Muslim American Society Philadelphia chapter last month, and a group of Muslim children in Palestinian scarves performing at a Ummah Day celebration, where they sang a pro-Palestine song and recited a poem calling for the liberation of Jerusalem and its Al-Aqsa Mosque, and says, "We will chop off their heads, we will liberate the sorrowful and exalted Al-Aqsa Mosque, we will subject them to eternal torture." A different video clip, by the way, mentions Zionists. Jerusalem is Israel's capital, so the heads they'd be chopping off would naturally belong to Jews. Screen images with translations. In one image, children in the back row are seen lifting Korans high over their heads during the song. And then you're looking at a bunch of kids. Oof, they look like terrorist bombers. They're dressed like terrorist bombers. And it says, "Our Palestine must return to us." They're singing this. "And with the help of the omnipotent Lord, day will follow night. We will chop off their heads, and we will liberate the sorrowful and exalted Al-Aqsa Mosque. We will lead the army of Allah, fulfilling his promise." And I swear to you, they're dressed like suicide bombers. I mean, if that isn't scary, I don't know what is. What is? I don't understand what we're allowing in this country. I don't understand what Germany's allowing, England's allowing, Austria's allowing, France's allowing. Wow. And here's some of the things they sang besides that. "Glorious steeds call us and lead us to the mosque. The blood of martyrs protects us. Take us until we reach our shores and crush the treacherous ones." I assume they mean Jews. "Flow, O rivers of martyrs." Martyrs? Are you terrorist bombers? Martyrs? "Will Jerusalem..." A young girl read a poem that says, "Will Jerusalem be a hotbed for cowards?" Another young girl read, "We will defend Palestine with our bodies. We will chop off their heads. We will liberate the sorrowful and exalted Al-Aqsa Mosque. We will subject them to eternal torture." That's going on in America. You think we need extreme vetting? You think Trump was right? You think?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Attorney General's decision to not attend a House hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has a fan in Vice President Mike Pence.
Members of the Judiciary Committee, elected members of Congress, ought to be able to do their job and ask the questions, and we fully support the Attorney General's decision not to appear. It's time for Congress to move beyond the controversies of the last 2 years and focus on the kind of things that will create even more good news in our economy.
On Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered remarks at the annual American Foreign Services Association Memorial Plaque Ceremony in Washington, D.C. The Secretary of State has served in the position now for just over a year.
I remember quite well that the ceremony was one of my very first speaking engagements here. It was a sobering reminder for me at the beginning of my tenure of the risks our team takes on behalf of the American people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
War
WAR now. The Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, WAR now. And by the way, I mentioned all the wonderful things about the Trump economy. We've had such great news about the Trump economy. Lowest Hispanic, lowest black, lowest this, lowest that. Great economic growth, great growth of, you know, $9 trillion added to the U.S. economy. People are getting rich because of Trump. It's great news. But a new one is out just in the break. Unemployment rate for women falls to the lowest since 1953. Didn't I tell you that if you could get, you know, what's the unemployment rate for Muslims? What's the unemployment rate for gays? Nobody keeps that. But if you did, every category would be the lowest ever. Lowest in 50 years, lowest in 60 years, lowest in 70 years. Unbelievable. The unemployment rate for women fell below 4% in March for the first time since the dot-com boom in 2000. It's remained below 4% in 12 out of the last 13 months. Longest streak of below 4% was 18 months starting in 1952. Record low 2.7% in 1952. Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, cited a slightly different stat. Also at the lowest level in over 60 years, unemployment for women over 20 years old fell to 3.1%. So all good news. Hail the great Donald Trump. Great job. I want to thank Liberty HealthShare, before I get to my guest, Liberty HealthShare, for sponsoring this show. They've been with us since almost the beginning. Some of my advertisers have been with us for the whole 3 years I've been on the radio. Liberty's been with us, I would say, about 2.5 years. About 6 months in, they came on board, and they've been with us ever since. I love these guys. There are no networks with Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I have saved, over the 3 years I've been with them, $54,000 just in premiums. That doesn't include what I've saved with their coverage of each medical incident with my family, but I've saved $54,000 in premiums, $18,000 a year for 3 years. It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. So we've got our guest here, Gregory Wrightstone, making a return engagement on the show. He's a geologist, the author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. His website is inconvenientfacts.xyz, inconvenientfacts.xyz. Gregory, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good to be back with you, Wayne. It's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the climate change world these days.
Yeah, so I asked Andrew Paul, who is my producer and a book's all my guests, I sent a copy of an article, I guess, you wrote, and I forwarded it to Andrew, and I said, get him on the show, because I wanted to, first of all, I think California is filled with a bunch of nuts and flakes and creeps and crazy people, and I just don't understand that anybody lives there anymore. And you wrote something about California restaurants adding a 1% tax to every single bill to help farmers capture carbon dioxide, the chief contributor to climate change. So let's tackle, now that you know, not only is it the highest state income tax in the country, 13%, 13.3% of what you make goes to the state of California, at zero in Nevada. Not only do they take huge amounts of capital gains and business taxes and massive regulations and massive gas taxes and a thousand other things that make it impossible to live there, but now every time you eat out, there's a 1% tax, and it's for carbon dioxide, which I think you're going to tell me, because I've seen several articles about this from normal scientists who aren't brainwashed, who aren't Kool-Aid drinkers. Carbon dioxide is actually good for the environment, right?
Oh, my God, yes. When I go around, travel around the country speaking, usually I'm talking, the text or the title of the talk, something like Inconvenient Facts, how rising temperatures and increasing CO2 are benefiting the earth and humanity. So, yeah, and if you look in the back of my SUV, and, yeah, I drive an SUV, I got an iHeart CO2 bumper sticker on it. So you'll know it's me if you see that. But I did not write that article. It was one I forwarded on. I thought it was fairly interesting. And Wayne, I take these people down. I take no prisoners when it comes to the craziness of the climate. And what this restaurant so-called tax is, it's actually, Wayne, you're gonna smack me if I was within arm's reach, but actually, it's one of the better things I've seen, because it's optional. The restaurants can provide it or not provide it, and the patrons can pay it or not pay it.
And oh, you mean it's on the bill and you don't have to pay, you're saying?
Correct. It's an optional surtax. So, again, I didn't write the article. When I first looked at it, I was like, oh, my God, here's another one of these, you know, crazy California taxes. And you know what? I think you would be okay with that, too, wouldn't you?
Even if it's optional? I don't care. If it's optional, I couldn't care less. Yeah.
Exactly. So when I first looked at it, I said, oh, my gosh, this is really bad. The danger becomes that people, that it's, you know, what happens a year or 2 years from now when the California legislature says, oh, look, everybody's paying it. Let's just go ahead and do it and put it on the bill. So it actually goes to a fund for farmers. So I'm going to apologize to you here for not flailing away, because California is so easy to beat up on, but this is one we can't really beat them up on.
Well, we could beat up. I could beat up the fact that, you know, all the liberals wanted this and they're going to pay it, or they think they should pay it. Yeah. The only thing I'm saying is I wouldn't pay it. It's a joke. But explain to everybody why carbon dioxide is good, not bad. That's the important part of this.
Okay, but here's the key that they're doing, and they don't actually do it. What my takeaway on this is that, you know, I'm a big proponent of CO2 and the benefits and CO2 fertilization effect. What they're saying is we want the farmers to plant more crops and to plant hedgerows so it'll suck up the CO2 and use it and sequester it. And that's exactly what I've been saying, is more CO2 is clearly superior, and plants thrive on it. And the unit thing that's really interesting, I just testified before the Pennsylvania Senate. And we had an hour and a half hearing on Wednesday of this week. I was there. You probably had Joe Bastardi on, or know Joe Bastardi. He was there, testified with me. Meteorologist, another climatologist was there. And what I brought up at the Senate hearing was, you know, what the plants that we survived, the crops that we're using to survive right now, they evolved at a period when it was 2,500 or so parts per million. We're at 400 now. Well, the CO2 levels have dropped over 2,000 parts per million since these plants first evolved, right?
Right.
And they're worried we've increased CO2 about 130 parts per million since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Okay, so follow me. It's dropped over 2,000 parts per million since the plants we eat evolved using that much CO2, and they're worried about 2,000 drop, 130 increase. They're worried about that 130 part per million increase. Well, if you look at that little bit of CO2 increase we've seen over the last 150 or so years, well, it barely shows up as a blip in the geologic time scale, and it's crazy, because we're actually CO2 impoverished. It's not that we don't have too much CO2. We don't have enough.
Right.
Plants this is a hugely beneficial thing for them.
All right. Well, I mean, but that's my point about California. It isn't whether or not it's voluntary to pay the 1% tax. If the 1% tax is to help farmers capture carbon dioxide, the chief contributor to climate change. So they're just wrong about their thinking in all of this, as usual. And the last topic I want to talk to you about today is global warming. Obviously was not working. It wasn't scary enough. The average person didn't care. So they've rebranded it as climate change and climate crisis. What's your thinking about that?
Well, actually, you're not up on the latest one. It's climate disruption. That's the latest one. That way anything gets – well, it's – they can attribute anything. Just listening to Joe Bastardi this week at the hearing, we had a chance to talk a lot. He says, you know, everything that happens, they attribute it to climate change. And he says it would be more impressive if they could predict that this flood or that hurricane, that was before it happened. If you could predict it, that would be impressive. But what they do is put claim to it, just like the floods in the Midwest that went. We had horrible floods here recently.
Right.
Okay, and it was attributed to climate change. I'm sure you saw that.
Yeah, and I don't believe it for a second. It's got nothing to do with climate change.
Think about it. We had a really, really, really cold spring. We had frost line was 2 feet deep. We had historically one of the biggest snowfall in that area. So what we had a rainstorm, the snow melted, and there was nowhere for the water to soak into the ground because it was frozen solid. And that contributed to it was actually the cold and extra snow that caused the huge floodings in the Midwest. It wasn't that we had an extraordinary rainfall event. It was because it was so daggone cold in the spring, and it was frozen, and it all ran into the rivers. And you've probably never heard that, and Joe explained it really well this week about what was going on. So it's they lay claim to just about every catastrophe there is. Anything that comes up there, they're going to blame it on climate change.
Well, it's no different than the way liberals treat guns. I mean, every single time a person anywhere in America gets shot, they go, oh, guns are bad, guns are bad. But they leave out all the things that are happening that are good because of guns. In other words, somebody's life is saved because of a gun 10 times for every one that loses it. So it's the same thing with climate change. They want to get to the point where every rainstorm, every snowstorm, every hurricane, every tornado, everything that happens gets blamed on climate change. They can raise everybody's taxes and take over control of our lives.
Yeah, and what really gets me, well, we're going to a break, but we had three consensus scientists who were supposed to join us. They bailed out at the last minute. They didn't want to be on the stage with science deniers.
Oh, God. That whole deniers thing. I mean, I told President Trump to use the term border crisis deniers, and he did. Within a couple of days of my writing it, he started using it. You know, we could play the same game they play. Anybody who can look at the border and not see a crisis is mentally ill or being paid off by the Mexican drug cartels. Simple as that. So, hey, look, always great to have you on. Gregory Wrightstone, geologist, author of Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. His website, inconvenientfacts.xyz. No one can ever forget that. Inconvenientfacts.xyz. Gregory, thanks for coming on.
Wayne.
Climate change is bunk. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, on USA Radio Network. Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests, and it's a great thing. I've been talking about My Doctor Suggests for a year on this show. They've been an advertiser. Now they've joined the TV show as well, and it's a great thing because I've always talked about their silver lozenges and how it saved my voice and made my throat into a workhorse. But guess what? Now they've got all kinds of new products. They've got soap, they've got mouthwash, they've got a gel for the skin, they've got a silver liquid that you swallow in the morning and night, and I do it every morning and every night, and it is just wonderful. All great stuff. I've experienced firsthand their power of healing that happens when you use the products. My throat is now a workhorse because they're silver lozenges. I haven't had a cold in 3 years. Brain fog is gone because for the last 2.5 weeks I've been taking their liquid morning and night. And then I had this skin patch on my face. I mean, no big deal. All guys have something, right? When you shave, that usually helps you. But I just couldn't get rid of some dry skin on the side of my left side of my face. And I use their special gel that's this high dose of silver plus high dose of aloe vera, and it's gone after 2 nights. Gone. So thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Great stuff. You want to call them. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code ROOT to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Or 866-660-9868. Say ROOT and you get 20% off. Good stuff. So I told you about the unemployment rate for women, and that's good news. And now I want to tell you why we need a wall. I told you why we needed a wall for, you know, some portion of Muslim migrants and refugees. Obviously, I told you that it's not a good sign that in Philadelphia, Muslim school there, the children were chanting about, you know, cutting people's heads off in the name of Allah. Not a good thing. But how about this one? Nearly 40% of Guatemalans want to leave their country. A poll by one of Guatemala's largest newspapers found a startling number of its citizens expressed a desire to leave the country, with the U.S. being the destination of choice for almost all of them. A survey by Prensa Libre, published yesterday, found that 39% of Guatemalans intend to leave their country. And of those that want to leave, 85% pick the U.S. as the country they hope to land in. By the way, why don't they all want to go to Mexico? I wonder why. Why don't they want to go to El Salvador? Why not go from Guatemala to El Salvador? I guess because America's great. And America, you have a chance to make a living. And America has the Trump economy. And America has plentiful jobs. And America doesn't arrest you when you come here illegally. And America rewards you when you come here illegally with all kinds of welfare and food stamps. And your kids get to go to school free to get free Obamacare or free Medicaid or free Medicare for All, whatever you want to call it. Everything's free. Free, 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 free. Why would you want to go to America? 85% of all the people who want to leave Guatemala, which is half the country, want to come to America. Results showed how immigration in the U.S. becomes such an integral part of their lives. 57% of respondents say they have friends or relatives already living in America. You can't let the entire world or the whole Guatemala move to America. You can't. And so Governor DeSantis in Florida is about to sign a ban on sanctuary cities in Florida. It passed the Florida House and the Senate. It's now headed to the desk of Governor DeSantis. Good news. The bill passed the House 68-45, passed the Senate 28-18 on basically a party line vote. Democrats always, they're all on the take for the Mexican drug cartel. Sure as I'm standing here. And the governor intends to sign it. Here's the tweet from Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. Another great conservative congressman now turned into a governor of Florida. I thank the Florida legislature for presenting me with a bill that upholds the rule of law and addresses sanctuary cities and counties in Florida. We're a stronger state. We protect our residents, foster safe communities, and respect the work of law enforcement. In other words, he's going to sign it. That's the difference voting makes. Do you understand this guy won by a tiny, 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 tiny whisper-thin percentage over a crazy man? What was that guy's name? Gilliam? Gilliam was just a horrible communist Democrat who loves open borders. And he lost by the skin of his chinny-chin-chin. And our guy won by the skin of his chinny-chin-chin. And if Gilliam wins, nobody's ever going to sign this bill. You know what a difference it makes that you sign it? And then the last story, I don't think it's time to tell you, but I'll give you the hint of what's to come. So there was an article in the Los Angeles Times that accidentally raised questions about this ballot harvesting going on in California. And the worst, you know, most extreme radical right-winger in the world, a member of the KKK, could not have done a better job to expose what happened in California. How much time, Chris? All right. Could not have done a better job. The KKK or, I don't know, any white extremist organization that liberals think are out there that aren't out there. There's like 12 people in America who belong to the KKK. But liberals think they're everywhere, hiding behind every tree is someone with a white hood on. With a white hood, you couldn't have written this article. That's in the LA Times. It's about the fact that this ballot harvesting flipped California to blue. Just everything flipped blue, including the whole Orange County and the whole congressional delegation. And it was all done by dreamers. Do you understand? They're in the country illegally. Not only are they voting, they're walking around changing people's votes and collecting people's votes and committing fraud. You know they filled out those forms with lies. You know that millions of people must have handed them their ballots. And they said, just fill your name in, fill your address in, we'll do the rest. And it was illegals collecting them all and handing them in. Incredible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
One.